Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
Anybody heard of Brentford? Nah, me neither. Brentford's a suburban town in West London, in the London borough of Hounslow, and it's twinned with the Palestinian town of Ramallah. Now, believe it or not, Vincent van Gogh used to live in Brentford back in 1876, and that bloke so hard he cut off his own ear. Ouch. Brentford is home to the Musical Museum, which contains one of the largest selection of self-playing instruments in the whole country. Take it away! Now, you guys know me, I'm not one to name drop. Yeah, I'm a well-known, successful radio broadcaster, whatever, and I've got loads of famous friends, but I'm not going to sit here and bang on about it and give it the big I am. Anywho, here's my celebrity friend, TV weatherman Ben Rich, telling us what he knows about Brentford.
It's not as posh as other towns in West London. It sounds a bit like Brentwood, but that's in Essex, and Brentford is in West London.
And what's the weather like in Brentford right now?
Right now, it is quite sunny, but quite chilly. I think for the game, it'll probably be quite sunny, but quite...
Are you making that up?
No. No, that's the forecast.
That is totes amaze. Brentford has some of the most famous football fans in the whole world. Jim Carrey and Cameron Diaz are both Brentford fans, fact. But to balance it out, they've also got one of this country's most pointless Z-listers. Dean Gaffney's a fan who was last seen scraping the barrel in the Phones for You advert. Now, Brentford play at Griffin Park, and that is a real ground. Let me tell you about that. They've got a pub on each corner of the ground, which is pretty pointless in this piece because they're playing at the Banksy Stadium. Who wrote this? Anyway, Brentford are managed by Uwe Rosler. Now that is a blast from your Panini Premier League sticker book past. Got, need.